This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, don't look now, but it seems Facebook didn't quite kill the IPO market after all. Kayak.com, the travel site, priced its shares today on the way to going public later this week. Fender, the guitar maker behind so many Jimi Hendrix solos, is firming up its IPO plans as well. Why, you might ask, go public after 66 years of greatness? Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore has that story.
Matt Williamson is a self-described Fender guy. He teaches at the New York City Guitar School. He recently noticed that his students aren't out to imitate Hendrix.
I've seen a huge increase in the amount of Indian students for the last 2 years, especially. They're interested in learning Indian music, for the most part, sort of Bollywood.
Fender wants to court Indians. In fact, it's part of the reason the company that made its name with rock and roll plans to raise $160 million by going public on the New York Stock Exchange. Last year, it started a line of signature guitars from Indian musician Ihsan Nirani. Fender's Indian guitars have slimmer necks. Nirani has said that's for small Indian hands. Fender is the latest American icon to cast its eye overseas. Michael Yoshikami runs Destination Wealth Management.
It is going to be a continuing trend for Fender, and I think many companies, whether it's Starbucks, Disney, whoever it happens to be, they're going to look to capitalize on American brands in the Asian market.
He says that as long as Fender is going public, the sooner the better. In the stock market, as in music, timing is everything. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.